What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hey, girl, hey. Welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm Taylor, and joining me today, Taste of Turdy. Fuck Taylor. She's out of a job. It's Taste of Turdy. So, Claudia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yet again, you are, first of all, you're the friend of all friends for so many reasons.
I love you.
The most important reason, though, is that you are here in the pouring rain. It is a monsoon.
Monsoon. Are you glad we came home?
Just got back from St. Bart's.
We did.
Could you say it?
Amazing. St. Barth.
I can't really do it. I've been trying to do it. And
St. Barcelona.
I have a, St. Barcelona.
Yes.
St. Barth.
By the way,
I
might be the friend of the century for coming out in this storm to podcast with you, but
yes.
You're the friend of the century because I full blown
thank you
crashed your honeymoon. And I don't know if you heard me say this on the toast.
You know, my wife's a toaster.
Yes.
So she knows all about it, but I actually just wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth, from the turdy's mouth.
So we had this plan to come meet you on your trip.
Yes.
And we...
Whoa. Let's roll it back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't know, a month ago, mm-hmm. I was complaining to you about Taylor and the 76ers and my birthday, and I wanted to go on a birthday trip.
It was very encouraging of you taking a trip.
Very encouraging. And you said, where are you going to go? And I said, Tulum. And you went,
Your whole trip was planned, and I, of course, had to be like, listen, I have heard, and this is from, you know, travel experts.
Brian Kelly.
He does not like Tulum as a travel destination.
Yes.
He doesn't think it's worth the money. It can be very dangerous.
Well, so a week before we went, this is actually very sad, you know, lots of laughs, but this is actually really sad. Somebody sent me an article that said, like, when we would have been there a week before, a woman was shot. She was caught between cartel crossfires. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not dangerous there.
No, it's not. So I just gave my opinion.
But I will say, you were like, ooh, where are you going?
And I'm so jealous.
And I said, Tulum, and you went, And then afterwards, I thought about it. And also, like, my sister and brother-in-law, the ones that we're both obsessed with,
mm-hmm.
they were like, we love Tulum. And I was like, so where'd you stay? They're like, it's gone. I'm like, what happened? They're like, the Federale took it over. I'm like, wait a second, what are we doing?
No, exactly. There's, like, weirdly a lot of, like, weird things going
and
on.
And it's very expensive.
So that's the thing. It's like, you're, and I knew you were going to, like, spend a lot of money.
Fall out.
And so I wanted you to just know my opinion. Because I feel like you value my opinion.
The most.
Right, so I was giving it.
Clearly in head-to-toe St. Bart's jumper. But I will say that I moved on from Tulum, but then I went to Riviera Maya. Why, I don't know, but I just did.
It's beautiful, I've been.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
But really expensive, yet again.
Hard to get to also.
Also not easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
So I had wanted to go to St. Martin because I know it from two past lovers, husband and my boyfriend from college.
I love that.
Taylor refused to go because
lovers.
Said lovers. By the way, I had those lovers, we had sex four times a year. So really.
Because you're gay.
They're not really lovers.
Right.
So I was trying to sneak in St. Martin, and then I had the brilliant idea of like, oh my God, St. Bart's could be like a good hybrid. And so I said to Turdy, oh, by the way, we're going to St. Bart's.
By the way, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No.
Yes, I did.
By the way, you didn't even tell me that you...
I know.
No. You didn't even tell me that you decided not to go to Tulum.
No.
Then I went to Florida. Like, we were both just busy. We actually hadn't spoken. And then I saw that you were on this trip, and I was like, oh my God, they decided to go to St. Martin. I love that. And I was DMing you, calling you, and you were like, no, actually, we're only here for a few days. It's like a stopover before we go to St. Bart's. And the second you said St. Bart's, I was filled with rage because it's a place I've always wanted to go to. I was like, oh my gosh, she's going. She actually did it. Like when people do things, like
yes.
When people want to go somewhere, they plan it and they're like proactive. I'm like, damn, I wish I could do that. And I don't know why. It's somewhere I've always wanted to go and I wasn't ever like in a place to do it.
Right.
And once you told me that, like, I'm sorry, I couldn't get it out of my head. I was so jealous.
Well, I could just, wait. So now I'm remembering. So I had said Riviera Maya and then I said, but maybe St. Bart's. And you went, ooh, and you made a face like, and that's when it clicked for me. I'm like, that's fabulous. And I'm going to get Tay to do this. And that's, I tricked her with St. Martin and then I got her on St. Yep. Well, I tricked her with St. Bart's. I got her St. Martin. And then, so when we told you we were in St. Martin, you're right. And then I could tell the look on your face and I said, Turdy is coming. Like, yeah. It wasn't even a question in my mind.
Yeah.
And
it bothered me so much. I was like, I have to get there.
Your FOMO knows no bounds.
My FOMO knows no bounds. One, because it's a place I've always wanted to go.
I get it.
Two, there are very few people in the world I genuinely like more than you and your wife.
Oh, thank you.
And so I was like, if I can go to one of, like, I think what will be one of my favorite places with my favorite people, I just might have the best trip of my life. And I did.
Okay. So the last time we traveled together, Lisbon was like Brian's birthday. It was all planned.
We didn't physically travel together, though. We weren't on the same flights or anything.
But neither with this either.
Oh, true, duh.
But it was just way more involved this trip.
Yes, we had a lot of planning.
Yes,
reservations, yes. Bookings.
So the question is, the last like trip was Turks and Caicos. That's when you realized I was a dependent.
Yes.
Not an independent.
I never realized like that you played that role in your relationship where like you just are the shower-upper and your wife is the... incessant planner.
This
trip was no different.
This trip was no different, but also I had a boot on my toe last time.
Oh God,
and when we got back from that trip, I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how annoying. You said pretty close to 10.
Okay, wait. I feel like we kind of switched roles because this trip was the trip where me and Ben had like all these different ailments.
Yes.
By the way, the night we got there, like not to give TMI, I was having really bad stomach pain that I actually told the tailors, I'm like, go to dinner.
Yeah.
I made this amazing reservation the night we got there at Lagerita. I was like so excited. You guys had been, you were like, Turdy, you're gonna love it.
And it was like, we got the right seating on the right day, which is a whole thing. I know you guys broke it down on Patreon.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
So. I literally stand up to go to the sink to do my makeup. I literally say to Ben, I said, I'm gonna faint. I got so dizzy. And I'm like, wait, no, I think I'm gonna crap my pants. And I proceeded to have like a whole night. And
I thought you had noro.
I thought I had norovirus too, you guys. It felt so much like norovirus. I literally, by the way, I thought the same exact thing. And you know what's going around.
Like rampant in the Northeast. But my only saving grace was you guys were in Florida for 2 weeks.
Yes.
So I thought maybe we're going to be safe. But I said to Ben, you think it's noro?
And he said,
toy, fucking toy.
Oh,
please, God. I was prepared. I was like, we might be in this gorgeous villa with all these perfect reservations, shitting and barfing and holding hands.
And thank God it wasn't. It was just like a bout of, you know, travel belly.
Yes.
And I got into bed and you guys had just gone to the restaurant. And you were like, listen, come later if you want.
Yeah.
But like, we have the table. And I'm laying there and I'm so mad. I'm like, this is a place I've always wanted to go. The night I get here, I'm shitting my pants. I'm like, you're fucking kidding me. So I laid there and I told Ben, I was like, listen, we can't go. Like, it's just, listen, I'm incapacitated. And then like 20 minutes later, I was like, fuck this. Like, this is a place, like I said, I've been dying to go to.
Yes.
Get your fucking ass up and work, bitch. So I got my ass up. It looked so cute. And I just
said,
I said, listen, if I can make it to the restaurant.
Also daring, whilst undiped.
All white.
You wore all white. Are you
I wasn't even wearing underwear. All my outfits were white, you guys.
No like, buffer.
The thing is, all my outfits were so tight. I tried on a few different outfits and they were all really hurting my belly because I wore a lot of Jackie's clothing and she's much smaller than me. And this was the only outfit that wasn't hurting my stomach physically.
Okay.
That's why I wore it. So I took the risk. By the way, not you blowing up my spot. Jackie's going to be like, I don't want those shorts back.
Oh, are those the Spank shorts?
No, different.
Oh, those Spank shorts are life.
Those Spank shorts are Jackie's. They are the Sisterhood of the Traveling Shorts. Everybody, you tried them on. Taylor tried them on. I wore them. Everybody looked amazing in them.
Unbelievable.
You guys are the best fucking shorts. Jackie really invented in our family Spanx clothing, and ever since then I buy everything from them.
Also, the way I haven't yet, but the way I'm going to sign up for Patreon, to watch that vlog of you guys getting ready for the
you would love it.
I mean, Packing is like, it's half the trip.
It is.
It takes me weeks.
And what I was saying to Jackie on our episode is I had such a blast on the trip because it was just like amazing. But I loved my outfit so much.
So much.
And when you feel yourself and, you know, post Ozempic, like I just was so feeling myself. I felt like everybody on the island was so well dressed. That's what I said on my recap. I was I feel like we're used to in New York, everybody wears sweatpants everywhere. Like people don't try.
Now.
Yeah. But
yes.
It was like everybody wore their best.
Their best.
And everybody looked gorgeous. Yes. And I just felt like I was keeping up.
Totally.
And I felt really good about it.
We like really fit in.
We looked like totally the part.
Totally.
And like nobody knows we were frauds.
I know. And also everything I had on was fucking Zara basically.
By the way, like I was high low.
Oh, completely.
High low.
Actually, I was just low low.
Stop.
The whole time.
So ailments, that's what we were talking about.
Yes.
I had the Wednesday night ailment and I finally felt so much better. I get into bed Wednesday night and I just had the worst, most runny nose. Proceeded the whole trip just to have a completely stuffed nose.
Can I say, we had no clue you were even sick aside from the bout of potential dia.
I can't be stopped. And then of course I passed that stuffed nose on to Ben and then he wouldn't stop talking
about it. And Ben can be stopped, yeah. Found out. But actually I will say this, because so Tay and I did a recap too on Patreon. I feel like Ben, like, listen, men are historically babies when they get sick.
Yes,
it's just
oh
like when a man is sick, the whole world knows, right?
You guys, he made it everyone's problem.
But let me stick up for my husband, okay?
Okay, what?
Ben literally was such a trooper. Like, we tortured him. We dragged him out. We had the latest nights we had when he was at his peak of sickness.
Not only that, people don't really realize this about Ben because I'm such a partier.
Yes.
Ben is really not.
That's something I actually kind of until this trip didn't realize.
A lot of the times when we're out and stuff, Ben is really like kind of sober.
He's not drinking.
He doesn't really like party so hard. Whereas like you and I are blackout till the break of dawn.
Yes.
He is just not like that. So a trip like this where it's like your day partying, your night partying is not something he is built for. And I have to say he kept up.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. Listen, if there's one thing my friends and I love to do on the weekend and during the week, if I'm being totally honest, it's having an ice cold hard seltzer. But let's get real. The usual packs and flavors, they're more dull than this season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What is going on, ladies? I mean, except for Sutton. Naim. That was the only thing that came out the whole season. Anyway, I digress. Well, that's why I'm so excited that Truly is shaking things up with their new party pack. So Truly believes that life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. And that's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry, and the new party pack. With 4 fan favorite flavors, including brand new raspberry, it's delish. It's got a little something for everyone. Bring it to wine night. Bring it to book club. Bring it to the gym. Okay, maybe not the gym, but like you get the idea. I mean, I would bring it to the gym, but that's just me. With this new pack, there's nowhere you can't bring the party. Each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. With only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, Truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolutions. Unless your resolution was to have less fun. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. And now back to the podcast.
Oh, and we had a dinner on Saturday night at this dinner. Oh my God.
Which one?
Everything we did to get to this fucking dinner. Petit Plage.
Was that
That was Saturday.
Saturday night,
Bagatelle,
yeah.
Bagatelle was Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like we joined forces with a group of guys because we realized that the sneaky trick to getting anywhere you want to go at the right time is a table of 8.
So on my Patreon recap, I said I have 2 big travel hacks for you guys. The first was flying through Puerto Rico. I think that's like the smartest thing.
Absolutely.
That I did.
I heard really good things about it.
But the other hack, and then I couldn't remember the hack. I'm like sitting on the podcast for 30 seconds being like, what was the other hack? The other hack is it's a great honeymoon place. It's super romantic. But if you want to go to like these hot spots that are, you know, beach clubs and hard to get reservations, going as a party of, I would say 6 or more, really 8 or more, is going to make your trip way easier. First of all, it's cheaper because you're splitting it with more people.
Exactly.
Second of all, they really don't let like tables of 2 or 4 Mm-mm. into these big restaurants.
They don't.
So we had ended up meeting like, actually I knew them. They were like mutual friends.
You had met, by the way, Turdy was meeting every single person on St. Bart's.
Was I?
Yes, it was. Well, it was a combination of toasters who, by the way,
the best.
You guys are so great. Yeah. It's unreal. Like
they make, I say that's my baby and I'm proud. Like
seriously, proud mama.
Yeah.
And you've raised them so well.
Well-dressed.
Oh, yes.
So kind and respectful.
So chic. Yep. Everything of the sort. Uh-huh. And so we were meeting a lot of toasters and then toaster boyfriends.
Yep.
But so I couldn't tell who was like Jewish geography.
A little bit of both.
Or who was the toaster.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. It was a little bit of both.
But it was a hybrid for sure.
It was really what I really liked about it. And you guys told me this when we landed. You were like, it's such a small island. Like we will see people and you will be like, who are we talking to? But these are just people we've sat next to at restaurants.
Yes.
There's only so many restaurants. There's only so many clubs. And you end up, if you're there for a week and you're there for the same amount of time as somebody else,
yeah,
you're going to see them everywhere. And I kind of like that.
And it's a very friendly island. Like everybody's down to make friends.
Yes. And I felt very safe, which I really liked.
But I will say we are as a group, Tay and I realized this on our, like our first honeymoon before you guys crashed. By the way, it's giving Stassi with Katie and Schwartz.
I know.
And I love it.
By the way, we totally took a tangent. What I was saying when we first opened this podcast,
yes,
was that I had no idea that the trip you guys were taking was your honeymoon.
No.
You told me it was for your birthday. And honestly, had I known that...
No.
Had I known that, I might not have come. Because when we got there and we went out to dinner and we met someone...
Yes.
And you guys were like, well, we were on a honeymoon and then our friends came. I was like, wait. In my mind, I didn't say anything, but I was like, wait. This was their honeymoon? I had no fucking idea.
Okay, wait. I'm going to put a pin in what I was saying. Don't let me forget Petit Plage. That's important about how good. Let me just say real quick. Ben was a trooper. Literally, we met with these boys. They sat down. We really didn't know them that well. They were a vibe.
Yep.
One was toothless, not homeless.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, who knows?
Maybe. Not him.
Jury's still out.
Sticking a cigarette through that space in his tooth.
We have to talk about cigarettes.
There's
too.
Nothing
I need to
have
like a pen and paper. Can you actually hand me a pen and paper? Because we keep on like having all these tangential thoughts and we're not going to get to
I
them.
I have notes.
Oh, I think pen and paper is better.
I agree. We can jot it down.
Because we need to talk about cigarettes, which we'll get to in a minute.
You mean me, the human cigarette?
Yup.
Oh my.
We need to talk about cigarettes. And what did you just say you wanted to put a pin in?
I can just say it right now with Ben. We have to get back to my honeymoon that you crashed.
Oh, honeymoon? Okay.
But Ben, these guys, they were truly human cigarettes. And we were inside a Petit Plage, which was the whole point of not staying outside.
Yep.
We then proceeded to be hotboxed by these guys with cigarettes. And I said, fuck it. If you can't beat them, join them. When in Rome.
No, and that's the thing, Taylor. We were in France. Like, we were in Europe, bitch. Like, that's what people do.
Yes.
The second I got there, we literally landed. You guys met us at the airport.
Yep.
We went straight to the beach.
Yep.
And we proceeded to drink rosé and I immediately smoked a cigarette. Like, the thing is, I know you're going to say, like, Trinity, I thought you quit the vape. You don't even smoke cigarettes. It doesn't matter. I was assimilating into the culture. Like, I have not a singular regret about a decision made.
Me either.
We slept, we drank, we cigged,
we
danced, we ate.
Yes. And that's what you're supposed to do. That's how the French do it.
It was giving French.
It was. Well, this is the rule of Tay and I have. When you're in France... you can smoke cigarettes.
Do as the French.
And so, like, I think we can all tell from my voice that I smoke cigarettes, okay? I don't think it's a fucking secret.
By the way, you were, like, really chain smoking, like, all day and all night. Like, I really was only drinking when I was sober. I mean, when I was drunk.
Yes.
But you were drinking cigs sober.
And drinking cigs sober.
Oh, no. Smoking cigs sober. Excuse me. And you said, you're like, I'm only doing it when I'm here. Like, the second I go home, it's over. Like,
it's over.
Are you experiencing like, any sort of withdrawals?
Zero.
Really?
Zilch. We did this when we were in Lisbon. When we left, we went to Paris. And I was like, man, we're in Paris. I want to have a cigarette.
But, you have to.
And Tay was like, I'm getting a pack. And I was like, oh, you smoke. So that's the rule.
Yeah.
And Saint Martin, half of it's French. Okay.
Half, yeah.
We were on the Dutch side, but I said close enough. So I smoked for 17 days straight.
Now, can I ask you a question? Because so many of the questions I got about traveling to St. Barts, because I feel like it's this very mysterious place, were about the cost of things, because it's super, super pricey.
I know, I saw that you said it was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, you said 35,000. People were like, it costs $35,000 a day?
Q&A, and all the questions were like, how much did it cost? And they were like, on a scale from 1 to 10, how expensive? And I said, on a scale from 1 to 10, 35,000.
A million percent expensive.
People took that as me saying, no. I spent 35 grand. Do you know how much you spent? Like, I haven't looked at a credit card. Like, I know what everything cost, but once I got there and started paying for meals, like, I haven't done a grand total tally.
I haven't either. Well, Tay Venmo'd me because sometimes they wouldn't take Amex.
Right.
Which sucked my fucking butt.
Yeah.
So she kept a tally. So lovely of her.
So you know.
So on her Visa. So right. I Venmo'd her a cool $1,800. And that's for like...
literally nothing. No, it's like literally toilet paper.
Our hotel was amazing. It was called Gypsy. It's fucking expensive, but I used all my Amex points.
So smart.
That was free.
Yep.
We did an Airbnb in St. Martin.
Yeah.
So that was like not that much. It was like $200 a night.
I actually feel like given how expensive everything was, the villa we ended up renting was extremely economical.
Extremely. It was significantly less. It was about four times less than what a hotel would be.
1,000%. And we got this fabulous concierge service with it. I keep talking about it.
It was like a hotel.
Because that was another one of my hacks was like, you know, I didn't realize it when we booked it at the time. I only used this rental company because one of the girls working there was a toaster and she wanted to help me.
Thank God.
It was called Rental Escapes. I didn't realize when you book with a concierge company like that, you get a concierge on the ground.
Me neither.
This woman, I didn't realize until she gave me her number when we landed. She picked us up from the airport. She had a car and everything. She
free pickup, free drop off.
She was giving me, she gave me her number and she was like, WhatsApp if you need anything.
And you do. You need WhatsApp. You need for all the cabs.
For the cabs, it's such a hard place to get around.
Yes.
She could help with reservations. Like I would.
She helped
actually,
with the car pickup. If you needed, like when yep. you rented the car, you were like, this moke is fucking ass.
I would not recommend doing an Airbnb because
yep.
I think there's a lot of things you don't get with a villa that you get at a hotel. But if you have a concierge, that's the same as like, you know, a bellman getting you a taxi. It's
fully.
Really, I loved the company we used and I thought we opted for a little bit, like I would say like 4 minutes away from where we wanted to be. And
yes.
we ended up spending so much less. I would actually say our house was like reasonably priced.
Given, I agree.
Given everything.
Less than going as, like for what we paid a night, me
right.
and you. It was definitely less than even staying at Soho House, Miami.
Well, the four of us were debating between two houses and one of these other houses was on the beach.
Which I understand. This is an important part of St. Martin that you need to understand too. So it's like when I book Gypsy, Gypsy is in the mountains, Colombier, mm-hmm. okay? And
right.
I'm like, fuck that. I don't want to get in a car and go to the beach like sandy ass in a car.
Right.
That's ass. But everything, the island itself, it's like if you've been to Nantucket, you should get it. It's like nothing is further than 20 minutes away in a car.
Not 20, 10.
But so like, you're right. Like max, maybe to the other side, like Les Tourneys would be
yeah,
like 15,
yeah,
20.
Yeah. Nowhere we went was more than 10 minutes.
I mean, not even close. The cabs are still $50 each way.
By the way, you can't get in a taxi for less than $50, you guys.
It's psychotic. Do you know how much your taxi was on Sunday night? We got picked up from Eden Rock, all fucked up.
Sunday night. Oh, yeah, yeah. Where was I? Was I there?
Remember he picked us up and he was like, Le Party at Nikki Beach.
And he took us to the pizza.
So wait, so he picked us up. So it's $50 from our place to Nikki Beach. That's standard. Then he picked us up from Nikki Beach and he drove us into town to get pizza, okay?
Yep.
That's like literally 5 minutes away.
And then he waited for us.
Yep. And then he drove us back, which was like another, what, 6 minutes?
How much was it?
$120. And then I saw him at the ferry the next day and he was like, it's my friend. Are you still drunk?
Oh, God.
And I was like,
we
I better
so
be, you fucking crook.
We were so drunk in that taxi.
Wait,
that day.
Did you and Ben, speaking of drunk in a taxi, talk about
the Abercrombie?
He's wearing
We told that story. Ben told it. It's so funny. On the Patreon recap, go watch it. It's so funny.
All I'll say is, he's wearing Abercrombie. I couldn't even
but
tell it to save my
a
life.
A story that I didn't tell on the Patreon that I wanted to that I
Please.
Forgot is this. I'll tell you guys a story, okay? So let me just say, on a personal level.
I can't breathe. The amount of laughs.
I know. You guys, that was the best part. Like, truly giggling so hard.
So hard.
I mean, we weren't, like, on drugs. We were just, like, happy people, you know?
I wish we were on drugs.
Same. So, like, just something I've actually learned about myself.
Yes.
Recently in life is this annoying thing, because Ben is always commenting how my fingers are so crazy bendable. Like, I can literally do, like, just the craziest thing. And Ben thinks it's so crazy, like, how far back my fingers go. Like,
right. Real quick, I want to say I'm so excited to hear the story because I missed it. I was in the bathroom.
Oh.
And I came back. I saw the aftermath.
You came back and we're all fighting.
Literally, I was like, trips over.
Okay.
Divorce is happening.
So I don't know what, how I realized this, but I realized recently, like, when I give my thumbs up on my right hand, like, look, I can really push my finger all the way back. You see, it's like really curly.
Yeah.
I literally like have no control over my left thumb. You guys don't understand. I literally can't. I can't get it to stay up. I just like randomly, like I literally can't. Sometimes if I go like this, I can go like, it's really pissing me off. Like, look at the difference.
I can see it.
So I
and,
just,
and what you're saying is this one that's moved forward.
Yeah.
Like my grandma's thumb.
Yeah. Like, okay. My left one is like, it's like, I can't even feel it. Like I literally, it's kind of crazy.
Okay.
So it's just something I've learned about my body recently. And I don't know if I've ever vocalized it. It's just like a fun fact about me. And we were at the beach club. We were having lunch. Taylor goes to the bathroom. And I'm talking to Taylor and Ben, Donahue and Ben, just about my thumb. And Ben like decided not to believe me. He's like, you're playing a prank. Like you obviously can move your left thumb.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that does sound like something I would do. At first I was like, fair, facts. But I'm actually not. It's like this thing and it's really pissing me off. He's like, you're lying. And I'm like, wait. I'm actually, like, I swear I'm not lying. I said, I swear on my father's life.
Which, that means you're telling the truth.
Of course. And he goes, well, yeah, it's easy to swear on your dad's life. Like, your dad's dead. I'm like, okay, well, that's factual, too. But I'm being dead. And the fact that he wasn't
would
believing
not believe
me
you.
Was bothering me so much.
Deeply.
Like, and I am a liar, and this is what I get for just, like, making stuff up all the time.
Boy, but, you
like,
cry wolf.
I had like, a couple margaritas, and I'm like, this fuck doesn't believe me. And I got, like, actually angry.
No, actually mad.
And Taylor comes back to the table, and, like, Donahue's just, like, in the most uncomfortable position, like, watching me and Ben fight. Strecker's like, what's wrong? I left and everybody was having a good time, and I come back and everybody's crying. I'm like, everybody I literally cried. Was like, you're disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm like, slut pig. Like, you're disgusting.
And she was like, we're not talking to him.
No, I made everyone at the table ignore Ben.
And you know her.
Nobody.
Made us.
Nobody. By the way, nobody obliged. Nobody obliged.
I did.
And I think, like, 10 minutes later, I realized I was being unreasonable, but it really bothered me that he didn't believe me. And we've worked through it.
I'm dead. Okay, wait. Go back to the honeymoon crash.
So we get there.
Yeah.
We meet this, like, these people, and you're like, oh, who are your friends? And we're like, oh my God, these are our friends. They crashed our honeymoon. And
did we say those words?
Yes.
I mean, you did.
No, and you said it in, like, a funny, fun way.
Okay, good.
And I was like, wait, we did? I had no idea. I thought this was your birthday trip.
To be fair, Tay and I were alone for 9 days. That was the plan the whole time. 3 St. Martin, 6 for free in St. Barts. Right. That was the plan, okay? And when it was time to come home, we're like, we can't go. We literally can't go.
Yeah.
So our flights were insanely expensive there. It was just bad timing.
Yeah.
And so it was either expensive hotels and have to pay more outside of, like, whatever, the Amex points, or expensive whatever flight. So it was less expensive to fly expensive. But we realized if we left on March 1st, I know that's girl math.
Yeah. If we left on March 1st, right.
It would be so cheap and I would get so much credit back on JetBlue. And I was like, I'd rather spend that money, that $1,000 on the island than, like, for the Airbnb than to give to JetBlue.
1,000%.
So I was like, so I said to Claudia, we are staying till Friday no matter what.
Right.
So
if you wanted to come.
If you want to come, we would not be upset about you guys.
And honestly, I feel like it was one of the best, like, last minute decisions I've ever made.
Our honeymoon would have been / birthday trip would have been perfect.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Weight Watchers. To know me is to know that I'm a Weight Watchers girly. So when I heard about the new Weight Watchers clinic, I literally squeal with joy. And for those of you following my journey with GLP-1s, please listen up because I'm about to explain how Weight Watchers is involved. Weight Watchers, the number one doctor-recommended weight management program and the trusted authority in evidence-based weight health, now offers a telehealth solution on the Weight Watchers app as part of their weight health spectrum. Weight Watchers Behavioral Change Program has helped millions on their journeys, but weight management is not one size fits all. For some, there are behavioral and biological factors to consider, and diet and exercise may simply not be enough. I am for sure one of those people. That's why I'm so excited to share that they've launched Weight Watchers Clinic to get you connected to a specialized clinician to determine if you are eligible based on FDA guidelines for clinical interventions such as GLP-1 medications in your personal journey. Even more, they have a new GLP-1 program which offers specific behavioral support to those taking GLP-1 medications prescribed either from Weight Watchers Clinic or their own healthcare provider. It's all about support and community, and the Weight Watchers community is there. No stigma, no bias. Their program fits your personal weight health needs no matter where you are on your journey. Head to www.com/Taylor Strecker to see if you qualify. If you do, use code TAYLOR10 for $10 off your membership. Again, that's www.com/Taylor Strecker, TAYLOR STRECKER, to see if you qualify. If you do, use code Taylor, TAYLOR10 for $10 off your membership. With select plan purchase, restrictions apply. Offer ends March 31st, 2024. And now, back to the podcast.
I think everybody should do a honeymoon where they start off, like, just the two of them, like, peaceful, chilling, tanning. Mm-hmm. And then they should always have their besties meet them and party their fucking faces off.
So, fun fact is, Ben and I never took a honeymoon. Because we got married right before the Jewish holiday, so we, like, couldn't really leave. And we're like, you know what? We're planning this wedding. It's such torture.
Torture.
We'll just plan it later. And, of course, we never did.
Well, we did.
And then when Jackie got married, she didn't do a honeymoon. And then, like, a few months later, she's like, I'm planning my honeymoon. I'm going to take time off of work. Maybe you want to, you know, take a trip with Ben or do your honeymoon. I'm like, okay, you know what? Great. And then Jackie and I were like, wait, we got to do it together. Like, listen, it's boring. Like, we'll just meet up at night for dinners. Like,
yeah.
Like, it'll be a honeymoon. But, you know, they can get boring and stuff. And people say all you do is fight on your honeymoon. So I'm like, okay. Yeah. Okay. The boys, like, thought it was the most offensive, disgusting idea. Neither of us went. Like, literally, the trip never happened because we did.
So all honeymoons were canceled.
Yep. Literally. And we still never been on.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you really, you destroyed romance.
The thing is, like, I take so many trips. I live, like, a very flexible life that I can travel. So it's really, like, I've definitely, like, taken a honeymoon.
Technically.
You know? Technically.
Well, how about this was your honeymoon? How about that? Because the thing is like, there was a side to St. Bart's we would have never experienced if it wasn't for you guys coming.
By the way, same. I said this because one of my favorite days with you was the day we didn't have any reservations.
Yes.
We didn't have a lunch reservation. We didn't, like, have any places to be. So we decided to, like, chill at the house, swim, tan. Ben made us a gorgeous lunch.
Gorgeous.
And then we went to a public beach. And you guys were, like, saying, it's a thing here. You have to go to public beaches. And I'm, like, the worst traveler. I never want to, like, leave the hotel. I'm not adventurous.
Just to be fair, I really was kicking and screaming about going to the public beach, too. And Tay dragged me on, like, a beach adventure day. And it was in between, like...
us coming.
You guys coming. So I was, like, we're at an Airbnb. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I technically work today. Like, let's go.
It's nothing I would ever, like, plan to do. I just love a hotel.
Sad.
I love a hotel. I'm, like, let the hotel plan things for us. But you guys were like, trust me, we have to go. And you took us to Gouverneur's Beach.
Gouverneur's.
And it was the most beautiful place I'd ever been to. It was nicer than any beach that's like on with a hotel.
It was spectacular.
It was spectacular. It's
I made
free.
You go on a little crab adventure you hated.
Horrible. And then we like walked around town. Like I will say, like, one of my favorite days was the day. I mean, I did end up spending money in town, but it was the day that we didn't need to spend any money. We drove to town. We brought our own wine. We like packed some snacks. Then we went to town, just walked around. And that was my favorite day. Like really, it was one of those days that I never wanted the sun to set, you know?
So Tay was like, first of all, I have a regret from that day that I didn't take a picture of you in town with your bags. I'm so sorry, and I'm a horrible
friend.
That's
okay. My regret for you is that you should have bought that green Prada bag.
You think I should have?
I still think about it. It was, you guys, no tax.
I said to you, though, we've been here for 17 days.
Yeah, no, you were in a deep hole.
So to answer your question, 15 hours later, I have not checked how much money I spent, but I am fucking terrified.
I like pretty much put everything on one credit card. Let me just like take a quick look.
I actually could, too. Hold on.
This is going to be like a really bad
idea.
But
then I have
to
add, like, I have to add Visa money from Tay to it. And then I also have to factor in all of my Venmos.
Yeah, the Venmos.
I know. I basically know in my head, like, about what it was.
Let's see. Because then I also went shopping. I also went shopping really bad.
You really? Were you mad that I didn't buy
any? Yikes. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I
would love to know what it was. Oh my God. No, by the way, literally, just timing wise, because this is how American Express works, I paid my bill the second before I left.
So
this has all the clothes I bought for the trip.
Okay.
The flights.
I think that should count, no?
Yep. And then, by the way, this is everything. Holy shit. Do you want to see?
I think mine's not so bad, but mine's not everything yet. Yes.
But this also includes, because I like bought a purse at Prada and then two pairs of shoes.
Yeah, you
Hermes.
Did it.
So...
Oh, girl, you have no idea.
Oh, really? Okay, what's yours? Let me see. Yours is literally double, more than double.
I was there double.
Girl, you need help. Everyone, subscribe,
also,
like, patreon.com/thetaylorstreckshow.
Please.
Oh,
by the way,
my God.
No. This is, and then it's plus.
Yeah, Venmos.
Venmos.
Yep.
Cash.
Oh, mine doesn't.
And what I owe Tay. So wait.
Mine doesn't include
it's
cash.
It's this plus... like an extra.
Oh,
God.
Yikes. This is really, like, not funny. We're, like, entering dark economic times. Like,
No. I'm
need
very
to be
scared.
More. And by the way, the second I got home, I said, Ben, we are on a spending freeze for at least 2 weeks.
We are eating turkey sandwiches.
Yep.
I took the subway in the city, and I'm taking the bitch home.
No, we are seriously on, like, a crazy spending freeze. And then I got home and realized, like, my apartment's not done, and I need so much furniture, and furniture's so expensive. I'm like, you know what? We'll sleep on the floor. Like, I'm not, I got groceries. I'm like, we're not eating out. Like, we are on a spend. And I'm like, I'm working. I told my agent, I'm like, get me back to work.
I mean, but was it worth it?
Oh.
So worth it. I think
so
best,
worth it.
Best trip of my life.
I agree.
And that's absolutely because you guys were there.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Taylor Farms. You guys, you think that this Taste of Taylor is good. Wait until you get a taste of Taylor Farms. Oh my God, to die. So Taylor Farms chopped salad kits deliver the freshest, best tasting salads to eat at home or on the go across North America. Taylor Farms chopped salad kits defy boring in every bag with over 30 flavors. And here's the deal. Each base is a unique blend of greens and veggies created to perfectly complement the toppings and dressings to deliver the best tasting, flavor-forward salad kits. Also, let me tell you a little something about the crunch. It is out of this world. Usually when I hear salad in a bag, I think sad, limp, depressing, been on the shelf for a million years and tastes like it. Not Taylor Farms. Oh my God, the second you open it up, it is so crispy. It's giving country club salad. If you know, you know. Like the best salad on the face of a planet.
in a bag, yeah, Taylor Farms delivers it. I have so many favorites, but my favorite is the Asian chop salad kit. It is fresh, crunchy, savory cabbage, green cabbage, carrots, celery, green onion, crispy wontons, toasted almonds, and it's got this light sesame dressing. It just delivers this incredible blend of crunchy textures and a perfect balance of sweet and savory and zesty. And I love to like cook up a piece of grilled chicken. If I'm feeling like I want to, you know, be, I don't know, like a little naughty, I'll even add a piece of fried chicken to it. It reminds me of my favorite salad in LA. This is my go-to multiple times a week. And my wife like is beyond obsessed with the sweet kale chopped kit. I mean, so those two are like our regular go-tos, but like they have a wedge that's to die for. It's just, for me, it's really that like crunch. It's just so good. And the salad dressings, oh my God, I'm such a salad dressing snob, and every single salad dressing better than the next. Taylor Farms chopped salads, they really are where convenience meets freshness. The salads are pre-washed, pre-cut, and ready to enjoy. So whether you're a busy professional or a home chef, Taylor Farms salads make healthy eating a breeze. So what are you waiting for? Purchase Taylor Farms chopped salad kits where you like to shop. Available at all major grocery stores. And now back to the podcast.
Now, if we went back, what would you do differently?
I can never go back. I can never afford to go back.
But the thing is, I feel like we learned a lot about how to be a little bit more economical. I would definitely go back with two more couples.
Okay, I also love what we did. We're very like, so we're bougie. We like nice things, but we don't like to get fucking ripped off.
Yeah.
And so we were very good about, we had a plan. And the plan was eat dinner at like 5 or 6, like at home.
Because the dinners are at 10 o'clock and you're just like drinking. You're not really eating. You know, the French, they don't eat.
Yeah, it's so chic to not eat. So we would order like one appetizer for all four of us for the meal.
But before that, Ben like made us a big pasta from the grocery store. And
exactly.
We got really full. That was really smart of us.
Very smart.
I would go with more people because then you just split everything more.
But don't you think you could get like out of control with the drinking? That was my only qualm about going with more people. Because, well, the Airbnb would be way cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And then the food, like, yeah, I mean,
no, I think
unless you have some sort of a dickhead that's going to order. I mean, speaking of dickheads.
You?
Why are billionaires dickheads?
Oh, yeah.
But in the best way possible.
No, not only that, it's just so interesting to see such a large concentration of really uber wealthy people.
Yes.
Basically, like how they dress, what they wear.
No.
You know,
the bottles they buy.
The bottles. That's what
that's how you know people are rich, because they come out in Superman costumes with like literally all the waiters hoisting them up in the air with a magnum of rosé, Cristal.
$15,000 bottle of like vintage Laurent Perrier rosé.
With a sparkler coming out of it, which
insane.
Claudia, nobody has wanted a sparkler more in their entire life than Claudia.
I'm like a club rat at heart. I'm a New York City kid. I love going to clubs and I love sparklers. It's so much fun. It's like, hey, look at me. And you get a sparkler when you buy a bottle. And the thing about us is we actually most nights ended up, instead of getting cocktails,
yes,
ordering one bottle of tequila, because the tequila was like low-key not that pricey. Some places it was like $300. And between the four of us, like with a lot of cocktails,
yes,
each cocktail was like $40.
Literally.
We were going to end up spending way more if we just each kept ordering our own cocktails and shots.
Yep.
So we opted for a bottle, which I actually think was another thing that was really smart that we did.
Totally.
And I was like, okay, we got a bottle. Like, we are going to bring it out with sparklers. And because we got the cheapest bottle, by the way, it's Casamigos Blanco. It wasn't even like that cheap.
It's not that cheap.
But people were spending like $20,000 on bottles of champagne. We didn't get a sparkler once. Every time I'm like, this restaurant, they're gonna give us a sparkler. And sometimes I even asked, and they were like, the manager said no. The manager said no because you're too poor, bitch.
Did you feel poor there?
No, I'm really, we played the part. Like,
we did. No, but did you feel fraudulent?
No, I'm sorry. Like, we were the most fabulous people there. Nobody was having more fun.
Yes.
Nope. And the thing is, money's all relative.
Oh, speaking of.
So to the billionaires, like, yes, they were spending a lot of money to themselves, but they can do with it. We spend money that we had, but it was a lot to us.
But I just want to blanket statement, rich people, and I mean uber rich people, okay? They're deeply unwell.
Yeah.
Why is that from, like, anthropological viewpoint?
Because they really have not experienced reality for many, many years. And
right.
You would become crazy, too.
Do you think?
Oh, you would become, oh, my God, miserable.
So, going back to our day shopping.
Yes, the best day.
So, Tay and I went through our peaks and pits of the...
love that.
And we're going to do it.
Okay.
But Tay was like, what was your peak? And I was like, my peak. I'm talking, don't forget, to Taylor about our honeymoon. And I was like, my peak was the day I went shopping with Claudia. It really, like I said, we have known each other for so long and we love each other.
We love.
But there was something really extra magical.
Well, there's something about being somewhere so foreign with somebody who you know so well. Like,
yes,
the dichotomy of that. Our partners, like, they just happened to leave. Like, we weren't planning this day. They just dropped us off. They were running away from us. Like, we want to go nap. I'm like, okay, bye. Like, we're literally in St. Bart's. You can take a nap later. And I was just like, we didn't intend to have, it's not like we planned this. We just stumbled into town and we ended up having such a blast. And we talked so much and we shopped so much. It was just so fabulous.
It really was. And so Tay was like, I was like, and then we were sitting there eating ice cream. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, magical.
And it started to rain a little bit. It was like this sun shower and it was just magic.
And Tay was like, well, Ben and I had ice cream too.
That they did.
And she was like, and my peak was driving around the island with you. But thanks a lot. I know. So that was my peak. Jill, I mean, yeah. Dane. And my pit was, you weren't there for this, but I actually grabbed a piece of poo in the ocean by mistake. It was human. The only thing that made me feel better was it felt like a toddler's because it was very little. It was like the size of a Yorkshire Terrier's poo.
Yeah.
So maybe it was an adorable dog, a Pomeranian.
Yeah.
I told myself, too, that it was a sea cucumber.
It was a duty.
It was a duty.
You touched duty.
I literally grabbed a duty. Also,
it's giving duty.
My other pit was when Luann De Lesseps' pirate boyfriend at Latie kissed me on the mouth without my consent.
Okay, that was like really crazy.
Crazy.
And I said on my recap, probably my least favorite place that we went to, the two places I wouldn't recommend are Now Beach Club.
No.
Very expensive, not worth it, small and boring.
Snotty.
And food was meh.
Meh.
And Latie.
Latie.
Apparently, like 10 years ago, Latie was the spot.
I know. But, okay, so Dr. Diamond, who's my, giving me literal, like, gum surgery tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about it. But me and my what? My tobacco-laden gums?
Oh, my God, is that why?
No!
Sure. Sure.
No! It's because I had to get... Actually, my gum tissue is insanely healthy, and it grew super fast over my tooth, and I have to get my crown put back on because it popped off.
Sure.
In the pandemic.
What did we say, Siggy?
Just 4 years
Siggy
ago.
Azalea. Sure.
Wait, tell them about the smoking.
What about it?
You tell them. You wrote a note.
Oh, did I say something about things? I think I said it already.
That what?
That, like, I have no regrets.
Oh, so that's about you with Sigs. I thought you were going to tell everybody that I was disgusting.
You weren't disgusting. You were actually very considerate. Like, everybody smokes everywhere in France.
Everywhere.
In St. Bart's. Like, you could be sitting at a restaurant, the person next to you is smoking. You don't have to, like, ask permission. They have ashtrays everywhere.
Right.
But you were super considerate. You were like, if I'm sitting next to you in this restaurant, do you mind if I smoke? And, of course, I didn't because I wanted to smoke, too. But I thought you were, you know, it was just, I know this is going to sound really bad.
What?
Because smoking is bad.
Smoking is bad.
There is something so chic about it.
Sexy.
And every time you had one, I was like, I want to be that. I do. I do.
It's like Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City. She just makes smoking cool.
I actually disagree. When she does it, I'm like, okay, ew, gross, tacky loser. When you did it, I don't know. And the new thing, and I'm
That's so nuts.
I'm so glad that you are wearing it today. Taylor, at dinners, you know, all the restaurants, they turn into clubs and it gets so hot in there and we all put our hair up. I had a claw clip in my purse the entire time.
Yep.
You would opt to put your hair in this high pony and every time you did, I was like, who is that? I literally didn't recognize you. Your face was so pulled back. I am obsessed with you in a high pony.
I wore it for you.
And I said, I'm like, you need to start wearing your hair in a high pony. It looks fabulous. And I'm so glad you're wearing that today.
Girl, you inspired.
I love.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
I love you so much. Where are we going next?
Okay, this is a great question. Someplace very, very, very cheap.
Oh my God, by the way, I completely agree. We need to Google like best travel destinations like for a budget.
Yeah, on the reg. I'm going to tell you, St. Martin is a really great place because it's so close to St. Bart's. Mm-hmm. You could even do a day trip if you wanted to.
I have heard of people doing that.
And I felt like a king in St. Martin. A king.
I need to go to a place like that, like where it's like with the conversion, you know, like a dollar is, I mean, that's what it's like in Israel. You know, the dollar is like four shekel, you know?
For
like,
real?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always down to go.
And Israel is so fun because like the clubs is like, I'm so used to New York City. I'm obsessed with clubs. And New York City.
I know, I'm learning.
Literally, when I grew up, like, you got a table at a club, it's like $5,000.
Literally.
In Israel, you go to, like, the best club and you get the best table, it, like, is not more than $300. And it's like, you're a queen. Like, that's we need energy like that.
That's how St. Martin felt. Like, we would get our bill for dinner and it was like $110 for two people, tons of drinks, and like amazing entrees and coursed out everything.
By the way, I was like, to the people listening, sound off in the comments, like, what's the best place to go to for your. Bang for your buck.
Bang for your buck.
That's what I'm actually really curious about.
I'm really curious about it too.
Because I've been to places and I've remarked on like, and you know what I said on my show is like, because so many people wanted to know about the money and the expense of it all. And it takes a lot to shock me. I'm from New York.
Like, yep. Well, you know, that's the other thing.
They say that if you're tax paying New York, you're one of the highest tax people on the globe.
Why do you think I live in New Jersey, bitch?
Right. Like this isn't, you know, it takes a lot to shock me.
Yes.
And The hype was 1,000%
accurate.
Accurate.
Yeah, it was really fucking scary.
I will say, for my peak, I'm going to go if that's okay.
Okay, go with peak, yes. I'm pulling up my notes right now. But
I had multiple peaks. One of my peaks was definitely our day at Nikki Beach. The whole trip, the thing is, we planned this trip so last minute. People make their trips to St. Bart's and they make their reservations months in advance.
Yes.
We literally showed up the day of being like, hi, can we have the best table at the best time in the best place in town? We were really insane. But you know what? It doesn't hurt to ask. We ended up getting every reservation we wanted.
Everything we wanted, we got.
Except the very final day that we were there was Sunday. Everyone goes to Nikki Beach.
Yes.
And we, the entire week we were there, were calling, texting everyone we knew. Like, I was really being, like, annoying. Like, asking, DMing, doing everything. We couldn't get it. This place is completely sold out. I was working with everyone. We ended up meeting these fabulous toasters who had a table. And they were like, we actually have space if you want to join our table. And we were like, fuck yes. We ended up having, that was definitely my favorite day. Like, such.
Nikki Beach.
A blast. The food was so good.
The girl who invited us.
Samantha. Obsessed.
Samantha.
Obsessed.
I die for her.
Made a friend for life.
Yes.
The fact that she's a toaster is just like, you know, an added bonus. And then we were just like at this fabulous place and I was really just like looking out in the ocean, smoking cigarettes, like just living life, meeting all these cool people. There was this bachelorette party across from us who was so fabulous. Like,
yes.
It was just, it was a trip unlike any trip I've ever been on. And I got home and I had such a pit, especially after the day we went shopping, I had such a pit about the money.
I know you did.
I'm so funny about money.
I'm with you. I'm very frugal and very cheap, actually, at heart.
I am too.
Yes.
Jackie always makes fun of me. And I just kind of like threw caution to the wind at this and I was like, fuck it. And you know what? I really like refused to feel bad. I had such a blast. And I said this to Ben when we were at Latte. We were all just dancing. We were having so much fun. Even though Latte was my least favorite restaurant, it was one of the most fun nights we had there.
No, I mean, never in your life have you hated something so much. Like, and by you, I mean we collectively, yet like in the midst of having the best time ever.
We had such a blast. We danced so hard. We met so many different people. And I remember like looking around and I said to Ben, I like almost got like started crying at Latte. I had this sort of like existential moment of like existential perspective. I was like, oh my God, like I am in this fabulous place with my four best friends. I am going to remember this trip for my whole life. My grandkids are going to see a picture of me like in this gorgeous outfit with my cigarette and be like, oh, grandma was so cool. Like I had that moment at Latte and it really was like, I can't feel bad about it. Like it was fabulous. It was exactly what I wanted.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by June's Journey. Escape to a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance as you immerse yourself in the world of June's Journey, a hidden object mystery mobile game that puts your detective skills to the test. You play as June Parker and you investigate beautifully detailed scenes of the 1920s whilst uncovering the mystery of her sister's murder. With hundreds of mind-teasing puzzles, the next clue is always within reach. I live in New Jersey, as you guys know, so I go into this city a lot, but I like to keep myself busy with mobile games. And June's Journey, countless hours of fun and excitement on a very boring ride into the city. So I'm very appreciative to June's Journey for keeping me company on my commute. My favorite TV show is Law & Order, SVU, obviously. Like, who doesn't want to be Olivia, Detective Olivia Benson? And that's why I love June's Journey, because I'm, like, finding hidden clues and uncovering a murder mystery. Like, it's giving I'm Olivia Benson. Also, the game takes you to the coolest spots. Like, you look for hidden objects from the parlors of New York City to the sidewalks of Paris. Also, there's mystery, there's danger, there's romance. Also, they have so many unique features, so you can customize your very own luxurious estate island with like an expansive garden, beautiful buildings. I'm like living out my landscaping fantasies. I don't own a house right now, so like let me live out these fantasies on this game. And you can even chat and play with or against other players by joining a detective club. You'll even get the chance to play in a detective league to put your skills to the test. Escape reality and immerse yourself in the world of June Parker. I'm like, no, I'm not in a stinky subway. I'm in the roaring 20s being fabulous, honey. So what are you waiting for? Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. Yes, I said free today on iOS and Android. And now back to the podcast.
When we were leaving St. Bart's and we were on the boat, which whatever.
We need to talk about that.
Holy shit.
But continue.
But I literally started to cry. Oh. And I never do this. And I was like, I looked at Tay and I said, I don't want to leave. And I said, but I'm feeling weird because I'm sad to leave, but I'm also ready to go home. But like, I'm also so happy right now, even though I'm sad to leave. And I just like started crying. And I said, I'm so grateful. Like, I literally like, wow, what?
I think I like this little life. By the way, you made that nice moment scary. But I completely agree. Like, an overwhelming sense of gratitude that we were able to, like, and honestly, like, an overwhelming sense of pride. Like, we're two women who have built businesses and who can, you know, do nice things for ourselves. And I felt proud and I felt grateful. Yes. And I completely agree. And I felt sad.
Yeah. It was, I felt sad.
It was once in a lifetime.
You felt sad for it to be over.
Yeah.
I know.
And, well, maybe, you know, in our futures, we'll go back to St. Bart's, whatever, but it'll never be the first time.
No, no, no. And Tay and I were saying it will never be the same. Like, it really was just magic. So, it was magic.
Lightning in a bottle.
And, like, maybe, I mean, I would love to go back, you know, if I can ever get points on my Amex again so I can not pay for a hotel. But, like, it really was great. I really was great, but I was so grateful. I was just like, when I got divorced, I was like, resigned myself to the fact that, like, it's just different now. Like, you won't be able to do the things you did before and eat the way you like you did and, like, live the life that you lived, and, like, you just have to be okay with that. And I was, and I am, but, like, I mean, hello, I live in Jersey City, but I will say that, like, this trip, I was like, I mean, I shouldn't be doing it, but I'm doing it.
Right.
And it was very much a empowered and proud moment.
Yeah, I agree. And then, of course, like, the gratitude. I like that we have such fabulous friends, like, really, that we can stay in a house with and not want to fucking kill.
Kill.
That we all really brought something to the table, and especially in terms of, like, domesticity. Like, you with the dishes, Ben with the cooking.
The cooking.
Donahue with the planning, and me with the planning and the cleaning, her with the cleaning. Like, everybody really.
I know.
Held their own.
We really do, right?
We crushed it. We travel well together. Where are we going next?
Okay, really, let's think of it.
And maybe let's plan something, like, somewhat decently far in advance so we could, I don't know, maybe get a good deal.
Let's go to, like, Delray Beach.
Honestly, I'm down.
At this point, I think that's all we can afford.
Down. I actually, like, love Delray.
I've never been.
Oh, I have the Ave. Oh my God, you would love it. That it's like a strip of bars and restaurants. It's lit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know where we should go?
Where?
And it's not because I don't think it's inexpensive, actually, but I've heard Key West is a vibe.
So funny. I have been telling everybody that I want to go to Key West because when they went there on The Real Housewives of Miami, it literally looked like Turks and Caicos. And I'm obsessed with, like, the Caribbean because I'm obsessed with crystal clear ocean water. I love the ocean. I'm a water sign. Like, I love. And I saw that they were there. I'm like, you can get water like that in America? And you can.
Actually, I met some lovely lesbians in St. Martin.
Of course you did.
Of course we did. And they were saying that the Keys is so much fun, but you, like, can't access water. And I was like, what do you mean? And
they're like, access, they're like drinking water?
No, like the beach. Like, wait, you cannot go in the beach. Like, there really are no beaches.
That's not true. Those lesbians were uneducated because someone I know just went and I was like looking at their itinerary. They did like a boat day. They were at a beach day. Like, they were fine.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that person was fraudulent. Lesbians don't lie to other lesbians.
I saw pictures. They're a bunch of lying lesbians.
Wait, we should go to Clearwater, Florida.
We should not. I have been. It's the headquarters of Scientology.
I know.
It's the scariest place on earth. And I went like 3 years apart for tour. The first time I went, it was like scary, but it was like, it was densely populated. The second time I went back, it was after COVID, so like 4 years later, there was not a single soul on the streets. It is completely vacant. And the only people that walk around work for the Sea Org Scientology headquarters. And they wear these little uniforms.
No.
I didn't even spend the night there.
Do they wear this uniform?
I said, get me a car. I'm driving my ass to Orlando.
No.
And I didn't spend the night there. It was actually really scary.
Wow.
Loved my Clearwater fans.
Okay, Claudette. Peak, you did. What's your pit?
Oh, obviously the night I had diarrhea was like a huge, like, low for me personally, and that's definitely going to be my pit. Also,
fighting with Ben and making us all bully him over your thumbs?
No, that was hilarious. Like, classic turning. Let me think. I really didn't have many pits. No.
Yeah, mine was the poo. And then my other one was, the non-consensual kiss. You know, a kiss is so silly.
Let's talk about that.
But a kiss really is personal. And I don't know where your mouth was that day, sir.
Of course.
And what you ate, sir.
Of course.
And, like, if you have herpes of the mouth, sir.
Of course.
And I just, you know, it just felt really
invasive.
It really did. And you know what? Fuck that. That wasn't my pit. My pit was you not catching it on camera. You literally had your phone up.
I had literally just stopped filming. Like, I literally, and then he did this thing where he was like, Taylor, kiss my cheek. And she went to kiss his cheek and he turned his face and kissed her on the lips. And I was like, okay, ew. Like, that's a lot. And I had stopped filming like a moron.
So we punished him by rubbing his abs and giving him $5 in his underpants.
Literally, we like, can't. One thing about us, we don't stay mad for long.
You know what? We are forgiveness queens.
So gracious.
Yeah, really. You know, forgiveness is it's the answer to life.
What's your favorite thing that you bought?
this.
I love that jumpsuit.
But when the fuck can I wear it? And by the way, I realize I can't wear it in St. Bart's because you look like a dingleberry wearing St. Bart's. St. Bart's.
You absolutely can never wear that jumpsuit in St. Bart's, and you absolutely can never wear it anywhere else. Like
maybe the Hamptons.
You bought it for this podcast, and honestly, like, you should donate it because you can.
No, remember. And look at it, it's the coordinates.
Oh, that's cool.
And it has St. Bart's.
I'm sorry, like, you can't wear like a...
I was drunk. No, I was drunk when I bought it.
It's extremely cool. I love it. You look fabulous. You can literally never wear anything that has a big ass St. Bart's on it.
It was so expensive.
It's going to be like, wow, this girl went to St. Bart's once. Well, twice, but you don't remember the first time.
And then I bought a huge St. Bart's tote.
By the way, so cute.
That Brian Atwood wants.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants your tote.
Everybody wants it. And I got it in St. Martin. But it says St. Bart's.
That's weird. Fraudulent.
And again, wore it all over St. Bart's like the dingleberry that I am.
And everybody was talking about your bag.
Like negatively?
No.
Positively.
Like everyone. Every time I posted you, everyone was like, where's Taylor's big ass bag from?
A big bag makes you look like an Olsen twin.
Oh my God, that's such a good point.
It's such a trick that I have.
Did you see
the bag?
Mary Kate Olsen's ex-husband, who's like 100 times older than her, is dating Luann de Lesseps.
I love Luann. She's thriving.
I'm obsessed.
Oh, also, speaking of the Housewives, I may or may not have decided to go to St. Bart's completely based off of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
Of course.
And if you don't think that Tay and I watched it and researched everywhere they were, you're crazy.
No, but really the iconic original trip is what should, you know, empower everybody to go to St. Bart's with the pirate.
And that's why you do have to go to Latte.
Yes.
To see where Luann met the man pirate. That not just her, but also Sonia railed in the bushes.
Yes, but
separately.
But you really don't need to go. Like, for real. Like, he doesn't work there, so you're not going to see him. I don't know where he is, but he wasn't there.
Oh, Turdy, Lou, I love you.
I love you. Honestly, I'm so glad that, obviously, that we took this trip, but that we have to recap it because I actually really miss you. Like, I loved living in the same house as you.
Me too.
You're so funny, and you're one of my favorite people.
Oh, I feel the same. No, truly, I looked at Claudia, and I was like...
Except you are so slow. Like, it's painful.
I know.
Sorry, I, like, can't give a compliment.
No,
like,
no. The time management is very, very bad over here.
Yes.
Terrible, in fact.
You and Ben.
I would be up before everybody and the last to walk out the door. It's fucking crazy.
I was always the first one ready. You and Ben are definitely like similar travelers, and me and Donahue, we should take a trip. Like,
very.
It would be the most efficient fucking trip on the planet.
But it would be so, first of all, you would die of starvation.
Yeah, nobody to feed us. True.
Nobody to feed you. And then also, I guess that's really it.
Yeah, we'd be fine. We'd be skinny, but we'd be happy.
Honestly, if you try to steal my wife, I will kill both of you. However, I would gladly marry Ben.
I make zero promises when it comes to not stealing your wife. Like, it's just, it is what it is. You're going to be rewatching this podcast in 10 years when we've like married off and had kids. And you're going to be like, wow, she literally told me and I didn't believe her.
Well, now I'm not going to give you the compliment I was going to give you.
Oh, you better, bitch. I just gave you one.
Okay, so we were standing, I think it was at Nikki Beach.
Okay.
It was our last day. We were having so much fun.
So I made you
go on the beach with me so I could smoke a cig.
Yep, I smoked one too.
And like, it was just like, wow. Like everything that Turdy Lou had said she wanted, she magically made happen.
Yeah, very tenacious
in
that sense.
It's really like I said when I was talking to Tay, you are really like, you are where you are in life because you are very talented, period,
oh,
of story.
Thank you.
And like, you really don't need to be good at business and be efficient, but like, because you are so good at those things, that is what really makes you the star that you are. Like, I think people have to chalk it up to just like,
I don't take no for an answer.
You know, she's just talented and like, that's it. Like, she's just lucky. She is, but you are a doer, bitch.
Oh, by the way, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm definitely a doer. I completely agree. And I don't take no for an answer.
Like, the way that you do not give up.
I think it was Kris Jenner who said it, and I feel like this is really emblematic of our whole trip.
Yes.
If someone tells you no, you're talking to the wrong person.
Ain't that the fucking
and
truth?
And that was us with a reservation at Nikki Beach.
Literally.
I talked to everybody on that goddamn island.
We had given up.
We had given up. No, I never gave up.
No, you never gave up.
No.
But I looked at you on the beach and I said, Claudia, like, and you like said something fucking funny as always. And I was laughing and I was like, it is truly a privilege to be friends with you.
I love you.
It is. You are like, so like, I know everybody listening gets it. Like literally you get to watch her and listen to her every single day. And then like, but imagine getting to do that one-on-one. In the most beautiful place in the world.
Well, I actually said to Taylor, which I realized was like an extremely fucked up thing to say, because you had said something. We were like, you know, on the beach somewhere, random day, and you made me laugh. And I'm like, oh my God, you are so funny. You're like, oh no, 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 you're so funny. I'm like, no, I think that I know, you were
at Loggery. You said it at Loggery to lunch.
I said it, and I didn't realize that it's kind of sounded like bratty and like self-centered when I said it. But I was like, I think one of the reasons like you're one of my favorite people is because like, I would absolutely love to have a friend who is me. I would love to have myself as a friend, but obviously that's impossible because I'm not schizophrenic. And I think the reason why I like love you so much is because you remind me so much of me. And then I realize that's such an obnoxious thing to say. Like, the best thing about you is the things that are like me.
Literally? No. Literally, it was the nicest thing someone's ever said to me in my entire life.
I think we're so similar. Like, we don't take really anything so seriously. We're so funny. We love what we do. We love our partners. Like, there's so much about you that reminds me of me, but not... That's not why I like you, because I'm reminded of myself. But I've always wished for, you know, a friend who was charity. And I basically...
I've always wanted...
Is that, like, the most obnoxious thing ever to say?
It's actually the greatest thing ever. Like, okay. To be, like... No, I am so complimented that you would even think that we are like the same.
People are going to be like, this bitch is out of control, the fact that she said that.
I feel like you are, if I'm being honest, the younger yet funnier version of me.
Definitely younger, yeah.
So to say that we are on par with each other is just the greatest thing in the entire world.
I just love you.
I love you so much.
I wish like friendship like this for everyone.
I know. We have to be friends forever. I will really be so sad. I will stalk you and fuck you up if you try not to be my friend. And if I ever do anything to make you mad, you have to tell me. I don't think I will, because I'm a very nice friend.
I told you this, that one of my worst traits, and Ben is always trying to fix this for me, is like,
I know this about you.
If someone I'm friends with like does something that upsets me, instead of like talking through it, I will never talk to them again. Like, you will not see me. But
terrifying.
That happens with people who I'm not like particularly close with. With you, like, you're like a family member to me. And we've had, I think, one...
There was one thing that happened that transpired, and I don't know if I actually initiated it or if you did.
Well, you called and told me what happened.
I did.
And I didn't like one thing that you did, and I actually told you that, and you were super understanding.
Oh, I agree.
And you apologized immediately, and we were over it. And that was like, that's not something I can do. Like, I'm really not good at...
The thing about me, I'm an amazing apologizer, and not like in a fake way. Like, no, I'm sorry if I do anything, even if I didn't mean to do it.
No, I'm not. I'm actually good at apologizing, too. I'm not good at telling someone that they upset me, because, like, I'd rather just never talk to them again.
Got it. Oh, so the fact that you did that.
It means we'll be friends forever.
Yay. Yeah. I love you so much.
I love you more. This is such a fab episode.
That is it for us. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, the way you, well, tip your podcasters, and trust me, I need a tip right now, is to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. And that's free, actually.
Yes.
But speaking of money and tipping,
yes.
If you love me here on Taste of Taylor, please, God, subscribe.
It's a fab. It's honestly, it's an amazing value
Thank
in
you.
This economy.
To Patreon, the Taylor Strecker Show, and Tay and I are actually doing a video recap of our entire honeymoon/crashing of the honeymoon/17 days in St. Martin and St. Bus. And that should be up like by the weekend, I hope.
Cool.
That's
China.
The plan. And also, don't forget, Turdy and Ben did like a comprehensive breakdown.
By the way, this is your show. You promote you.
No.
You promote you.
No, that's not how I roll, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, check it out on Patreon.com/your toast. Yes, exactly. And you guys really did like almost like a Brian Kelly-esque breakdown of the island.
It was very like travel, TripAdvisor energy.
Yes. And Taylor and I gave a chaotic version of me saying basically that I'm in love with Turdy and that my highlight of our honeymoon, was hanging out with her. Check that out too. Taylor Strecker. What is it?
Patreon.com/the Taylor Strecker Show.
My favorite. You guys, that is it for us. Have a great rest of your week. Until next week. Bye, girl. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.